Sorry, here we go again. This is a continuation of the Pirkei Avos Shir from last night, in which we learned Pirkei Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud, Chapter 3, Mishnah 10. Again, that Mishnah says, Rabbi Dostoy b'Rabbi Yanai Mishum Reb Meir Omer. Rabbi Dostoy, the son of Rabbi Yanai, says in the name of his Rabbi Reb Meir, Kol HaShokheach Dover Echad MeMishnaso. Anyone who forgets a single element of his learning, and the Mefarshim explain that he forgets because of a failure to do chazara, to review properly. The Torah considers him as if he's culpable for his own soul, that he's done something which, Rachmana Litzlan, could bring death or a terrible punishment upon him. Shneimar, as it says, Raki shomer l'chol shmor nafshucho me'o pentishkach es advarim asher ro'ei necha. Right? You should be very, very careful, the Torah says, lest you forget anything. Yochal afilu takva lov mishnaso. Might you think that he's held culpable even if it's just too difficult for him to remember his learning? In other words, there's so much that he has to remember, he just can't do it. He's chazering properly, he's doing everything he's supposed to do, but, you know, he's a human being. So the Torah says, lest these items that you saw, these items of Torah, be removed from your heart all your life. You only become culpable when you proactively cause yourself to forget. You can't explain the Mefarshim. In this context, proactively causing yourself to forget means not taking care to do chazara, to do the review properly. If you're not reviewing properly, so then you might as well be proactively going and trying to forget the Torah that you have learned. We started seeing last night the words of the Baal HaTanya, where the Baal HaTanya, based on this Mishnah and based on a similar statement that the Gemara has in Menachos, says that this is an out-and-out Isser. In other words, a person who doesn't engage in proper chazara, a person who doesn't properly review his learning, such that he's setting himself up for failure. It's not just that pedagogically or educationally he's doing something ill-advised. No, more than that. He's in violation of a lo sa'aseh. He's in violation of a negative commandment in the Torah. The Torah says, in do chazara, review so that you make sure you don't forget, and he's ki'ilu mischayev benafsho, he's subjecting himself to a terrible punishment as a result. In other words, part of the obligation that one has to learn Torah is to review the Torah to make sure that you don't forget it. We talked about yesterday within the presentation of the Baal HaTanya, again, Rosh Neir Zalman of Liadi and his Hilchos Talmud Torah of the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Perek Beis, we said that the Baal HaTanya locates or understands that there are several different aspects to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. There is a mitzvah of Hagisa Bo Yomam V'Laila, that you should engage in Torah study as often as you can, day and night, at least a little bit in the day and a little bit at night, and ideally much more than that, you know, that the person should try to learn as much as he possibly can. There is another element of Limud HaTorah, which we touched upon briefly yesterday, but which is one of the hallmarks of the position of the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya writes that there is an obligation to learn all of Torah. There is an obligation of Yediyas HaTorah, of striving to have learned all of Torah itself. Where does he get that from? So he quotes a pasuk in Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Chaf Beis, Ki im shamar tishmirun es kol ha-mitzvah hazos. You should guard all of this mitzvah. Now, on the surface, that pasuk seems to be talking about the observance of mitzvahs rather than the study of Torah. However, the Baal HaTanya, this is in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Dalet, goes on to quote from the Sifri on that pasuk. The Sifri, the Medrash, says, Lo tomar lomarati halachas daily. You shouldn't say, look, I learned some halachas, it's enough. Talmud lomar, so the Torah says, kol ha-mitzvah. You have an obligation to learn the entire mitzvah. Lemod halachos va'agados u'medrash. You have to learn the halachos, you have to learn agadato, you have to learn midrashim, shehu ha-talmud, shemefarsh tami halachos shebimishnayos. You have to learn the midrashim. And basically, the Baal HaTanya says one has an obligation to learn all of Torah shebiksav and all of Torah shebaal peh. And then he goes on to say in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, V'al yomar ha'adam eich efshar lemod kol ha'Torah shebaal peh kula. You know, it's one thing to tell me I have to learn all of Torah shebiksav. Okay, so I'll go through Tanakh. If you learn a perek a day, you know, you can go through all of Tanakh in 2 years. So a person says, okay, the Torah shebiksav I can go through, but how can I learn the entire Torah shebaal peh? Hari ha'Torah ein lo keifs v'tachlis. Torah is endless. There's, you know, how can a person say, I learned all of Torah shebaal peh? Says the Baal HaTanya, no. Ki be'emes ha'alochos ha'niglos long v'aneinu yesh lem keifs v'tachlis u'mispar. It may be that the interpretations of Torah shebaal peh are endless, that the degree to which one can delve into Torah shebaal peh is endless, but the actual halachos, in other words, just learning the corpus of the Ma'amarei Chazal, of Shas, of the Midrashim, it's not nothing, but it is finite. You can go through all of the Midrashim and all of Shas and all of the Mishnayos and all the Toseftas and all of that. It's a lot of work. No one's saying it's nothing. But at the same time, it is finite. It is something doable. So the Baal HaTanya holds that that's the second element of Liman HaTorah. You have to dedicate time regularly to learn. You have to endeavor to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. That's Im Shamar Tishmur as Kol HaMitzvah Azos. That's we quoted yesterday from the Baal HaTanya. A person shouldn't say, you know what, I'll just learn one thing over and over and over again. No, you have to strive to learn more and more. And then there's a third element of Liman HaTorah, that a person has to build chazara, he has to build review into his system of learning, because if he doesn't do that and he sets himself up inevitably to forget things, he is, again, as we said before, not just not being smart in his pursuit of Torah knowledge, he's actually in violation of a negative commandment in the Torah if he fails to take steps to safeguard the Torah which he has learned. Now, I mentioned something yesterday in passing, I just want to come back to it. I mentioned how Rav Huttner, in his Pachad Yitzchak and Shavuos, quotes from the Brisker Rav that this idea that one is not allowed to forget Torah was only really relevant when the Torah Shebaal Peh had not yet been written down. But now that Torah Shebaal Peh has been written down, so, you know, the need to remember everything and the force with which the Mishnah says, you know, if you forget anything, you're mischayev benafsho, it's not as big a deal nowadays. That statement of the Brisker Rav actually goes back to a statement of Reb Chaim Volozhin in the Sefer Keser Rosh, which is usually appended to the Sefer Maaser Rav, is different ideas and practices that were related by Reb Chaim Volozhin, many of which came from his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says in the Keser Rosh the following. This is in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and it's paragraph Samech Zayin in the Keser Rosh. Be'inya shocheach dover echor b'mishnaso, concerning our Mishnah that says that if you forget a single thing from your learning, your mischayev benafsho, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, zekoi halarishonim shelomdu baal peh. This applies to the earlier generations where they learned everything by heart, and therefore forgetting something was causing a breach in the Masorah itself. You know, if you forgot something that you had learned, so it might be irretrievable. You know, you've just not only messed up yourself on a personal level, you've messed up the very transmission of Torah knowledge. That's the Keser Rosh writes, the Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Baal HaTanya explicitly rejects this position. It's interesting again to note, the Baal HaTanya and the Keser Rosh and the Reb Chaim Volozhin were very much contemporaries, and in fact, there are passages in the Nefesh HaChaim of Reb Chaim Volozhin and passages in the Tanya of Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi that are extraordinarily similar to one another. They, even though Reb Chaim Voloshin was the preeminent student of the Vilna Gaon, who had put the Hasidim into Cheren, and Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi was one of the architects of the Hasidic movement in general, and Chabad in particular. Nonetheless, they had many similar things to say, but here they mamish diverged from one another in a very striking fashion. Reb Chaim Voloshin says, this Mishnah doesn't really apply nowadays that we have written Svarim, that we've written down the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the Baal HaTanya explicitly rejects this idea, and he says that no, it's not true. The Torah doesn't change from generation to generation. If it was usur in the time of the Tanoim to forget Torah Sheba'al Peh, it's equally usur today, even though if you want, you can go look it up, and you'll be able to retrieve that which you lost. Just to elaborate on this machlokas a little bit, Reb Chaim, the Pachad Yitzchak of Reb Yitzchak Kuttner, quotes this idea from Reb Chaim Voloshin. He quotes the Brisker Rav, that the idea over here is that one who forgets part of the Torah Sheba'al Peh when the Torah Sheba'al Peh has not been written down is that one is breaching the Mesorah. And Reb Hudner himself suggests that this explanation, that a forgetting of Torah Sheba'al Peh is a breach in the Mesorah, may help us understand an interesting Gemara that exists in Temura Daf Tev Zayin. The Gemara says over there in Temura Daf Tev Zayin, Kishenifter Moshe, that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Nishtakhu Miyoshua Shlosh Meos Halachos, Finoldulo Sheva Meos Sveikos, that Yoshua ben Nun, the preeminent Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, forgot 300 halachos that he had learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, and there were 700 halachos which he had doubts about, which he had sveikos about. And the Gemara over there says, Ve'amdu kol Yisrael lahargo. All of the Jewish people wanted to kill Yehoshua because of the fact that he had forgotten these halachos. A little bit extreme, somebody forgets halachos, you want to kill him. So Rav Hudner says we can understand it based on this Mishnah, particularly with the explanation of Reb Chaim Voloshin and the Brisker Rav, that if kol ha-shocheach dover echad mi-mishnaso, forgetting something from your learning, is ki'ilu mischayev benafsho, you are on some level subject to the death penalty. You're bringing culpability upon yourself. Why? Because you're causing this breach in the Mesorah. So as shocking as it sounds to us, as it sounds to us initially, that was why the people wanted to kill Yoshua. They said, you're guilty of, breaching the Mesorah itself. We've lost these halachas, and potentially we might never be able to get them back, to retrieve them in any way. So again, it's interesting to note this machlokas between Chaim Voloshin and the Baal HaTanya concerning whether this halacha from the Mishnah would apply nowadays. I just want to continue a little bit in the Baal HaTanya in Hilchos Talmud Torah, because he shares also some very, very fascinating perspectives based on his idea that Chazara is an integral part of the Torah learning process, and if a person fails to do Chazara properly, he's mischayev benafsho. So what does this mean in practical terms? So he says that obviously a person has to do his utmost to try to learn and to chazer and not forget. But then he writes as follows in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, let's say a person has a really bad memory. You never remember anything. You barely remember your name. You wouldn't remember your head in the morning, only because it's attached to your shoulders. So you're never going to remember anything. So you have a terrible memory. Nonetheless, even such a person, lo yuchal liftar nasho milav zeh pen tishkach. Nonetheless, even such a person cannot just throw up his hands and say, well, I can't remember anything anyway. Ki mitzvah satarah shavos l'chol nefesh miYisrael. Because the Torah's mitzvahs are given to everyone equally. Lo nitna Torah's kol echad ve'echad biyodo. You can't say that this one's going to be chayiv, this one's going to be potter. You know, I have a better memory, so I'm chayiv to remember. You have a weaker memory, so you're not chayiv to remember. You have to try your best. It says as follows. Let's say, you know for yourself that even if you were to take something and learn it hundreds of times, you still wouldn't be able to learn it, to remember it more than a month at a time. That's your obligation. So that's what you got to do. You got to learn this one thing and just review it constantly. You have to do that for 30 days. So if you do a perek a day for 30 days, and then you have to just review. So even while you're doing this tremendous act of chazara, you have to just keep adding a little bit on. And, you know, bit by bit, even though you're doing a massive amount of chazara, you add a little bit on every day so that you're gradually going forward. You know, you never just stop and, you know, only do chazara, but you're doing mostly chazara with a little bit of new material. That's what you have to do, says the Baal HaTanya, if you think your memory is poor. Even though what's going to end up is that you're going to learn a very limited amount of material because you're going to be constantly chazering, don't be worried about that. Quotes another statement that we had at the end of Perek Beis and Pirkei Avos from Rabbi Tarfon. The work is not yours to complete. In other words, you have to do your best to try to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, but you also can't set aside this imperative that you have to do chazara. V'chach oyu mitzuyim b'yameim talmidim shlo hoyu b'kiyim v'yodim b'al perak maseches achas v'yesh v'yesh shtei masechtos. He quotes a Yushalmi at the end of Shvius, where the Yushalmi there says that in the time of Chazal, there were talmidim who only really knew one masechta properly. Why? So the Baal HaTanya says, because they felt that they couldn't memorize or, you know, remember more than one masechta. So they put all of their strength into mastering that particular masechta, even though it came at the expense of other things. He adds, Ach adam kazeh me'achar she'enu yachol l'mol divrei Torah harbe ma'od sarach she'yeh kol limudo b'limud ha'mevi l'dei ma'aseh. Such a person who's not going to get to everything b'chol HaTorah kula, who's going to be confined by the fact that he just has to do constant chazar in order to remember a certain amount, he should put his focus on learning practical halacha, says the Baal HaTanya, because otherwise you simply won't know how to do anything, you know, if you don't know the practical halacha. So you should work on doing practical halacha. And then he adds, once you feel that you have at least a good grasp of practical halacha, you should try, set aside a little bit of time every day, to try to go through as much of the rest of Torah as you can, even though you know you're not going to remember it. Why? So he says, "Kedei shiyuchal lomod kol haTorah shebaal peh kula pam achas b'chayav." Even if you know you're going to forget the totality of Torah Shebaal Peh, because you know you're not going to be able to remember everything, you should at least have seen everything in Torah Shebaal Peh once. L'kayim mitzvah shamar tishmur is kol ha-mitzvah. To fulfill the mitzvah we spoke about before, that you have an obligation to try to learn kol ha-Torah kula. And then he says as follows, beautiful idea. V'af sheyishkach hakol, even though you're not going to remember, and we just got through saying that if you know you're not going to remember, you're lacking a critical component of your Torah learning. Harei la'asid lavo, yazkiru kol limudo sheshachach machmas onso. When you get up to Shamayim or in the future, anything that you learned but forgot, because not because you didn't do proper chazara, but just you couldn't. I mean, you know, you didn't have enough time in your life to be able to do the chazara properly on these things. But if you learned it once in Shamayim, they'll remind you of all the learning that you did, even that which you forgot. He quotes this from the Pri Eitz Chaim, again, one of the Chaim Vital, one of the preeminent students of the Ariya Kodosh. And he says that Zos HaTorah, the Torah that you learned, even though you forgot it, Hi Ha'ola L'malo Ad Kisei HaKavod V'Ad B'Chlal. Right, this Torah will go up until the Kisei HaKavod, up until God's throne of glory. However, Achlo L'malo Me'akisei. But it's not going to go above the Kisei HaKavod, because as we say, Ki Ein Shichecha L'fnei Kisei Chvodecha. In a beautiful interpretation of the pasuk, he says, there is no forgetfulness before your holy throne, meaning the Torah which you learned and you forgot is not going to go beyond God's throne of glory. Only the Torah which you learn and you remember and you chazer over will go beyond God's throne of glory and will be recognized in that way. So again, a lot of beautiful ideas from the Baal HaTanya extolling the incredible value of chazara. And it's only the Torah which you know and don't forget, which is going to go beyond the Kisei HaKavod. At the same time, because there is this imperative to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, even if you're going to forget it, it's worthwhile to go through everything at least once, to have at least seen the corpus of Torah study, because that too is part of the mitzvah that you have, and even that which you go through, and despite your best efforts, you forget, you're going to be reminded of in Shamayim, when you get up there after leaving from this world. Beautiful, beautiful ideas. Again, we're so far behind in every aspect of our Limud HaTorah, of our remembering, of our covering ground, you know, you name it, you know, whatever he mentioned, we're deficient in, but it certainly gives us something to strive for in terms of going forward. Okay, we'll recite some Tehillim, and Be'ezus Hashem will pick up again tomorrow night. Tehillim Tzadi Aleph 91. Yoshev b'seiser elyon, b'tzel shaddai yislonon, omar ladonai machsiyum tzudosi, Elohai eftach bo, ki hu yafsilecho mipach yokush, midever avos, be'evroso yosech loch, v'sachas kinofov techse, Sino v'so chero amito, lo siro mipachad lo ilo, mecheitz yof yomom, midever bofel yaloch, miketev yoshud sorohim, yipol mitzidcho elef urvavo miminecho, eilecho lo yigosh, rag veinecho sabir, בשילום עש ושועים תראה, כי אתו אדוני מחסי, עליון שמתו מעונך. לא סוני לך רב, ונגע לא יקרב ביועלך. כי מלוך יצב אלוך, לשמורך בכל דרכך. על כפיים יסעונך, Penti golf po even raglecha, al shachal vafes etidroch, tirmos kefir visanin, kivi choshak viafalateyu, asagaveyu ki yodashimi, yikro eini veneyu imono chivitsoro, achalitseyu viachabideyu, orech yomi masbieyu, viareyu bishuasi. Kuf Chof Aleph 121. Shir Lamalos Sesoi Nail Hori Meyayin Yovo Ezri Ezri Meyim Adonai Osei Shomayim Voret Al yitei lamot raglecha, al yonum shomerecha. Hinei lo yonum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilucho al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakekov, yoreyach baloylo. Adonai yishmar chom yikoro, yishmar es namshecha. Adonai yishmar saislucho voecha, meyatov yad olam. Bishibirach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron Dovrim Shlomo, v'yivarech v'rape yasacholim. Bavu shibelin edon amistaka, bavu amischarze, kodesh baruch, yumali rachmi alayem, achli mother abusan achzik alayach, yosamish lachlahem, and for shlemin ashramayim, chale varem, chogidem, so shah, chayisra, rufuasa, nevish, rufuasa, guf, shabagalov, is man korib, no man, romain. Wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful evening.